Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Woo! Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, and people, trust me, we are all feeling those exact same emotions coming off college football championship seasons and all that good stuff. We are all feeling the same emotions, or we have the same emotional involvement, but even if we feel differently about certain things, but we're going to talk about it all today. Steve Rummage is on his way. Nikki V is in the booth.
They want the boot.
Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning, Nikki.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Nikki, take some time and tell people about your morning regimen that got you off to a good start.
Well, I hadn't showered in like 2 days, which is my max. I looked it up, was like, is this healthy? And I was like, actually, you know, certain people say you should once a week.
Yep.
I was like, I don't know about that. But so I took a nice, good, long shower, took a little extra time.
Mm.
You know, I got this new, shout out to the missus, got, you know, this new beard cleaner thing. So I took a little time to scrub the beard up, and I just left, and I don't know what it was. I just felt good. I took a little extra time, you know, a little me time.
Which is important.
Yes, a little bit of that. You know, sat on the toilet a little extra, you know, what was, like hit the snooze once. Just like a little, about 20 extra minutes of time for me this morning.
Isn't it amazing what an extra 20 minutes of conscious, calm, relaxing, intentional, I'm going to do this. You know,
yes,
it's amazing what 20 minutes
feel like
can do.
I got here later than I wanted, but, you know, I started all that with enough time, so I was like about 10 minutes late. Sorry. But that extra, like, time, oh, man, I feel so much better.
I
feel like I'm going to be, like, on a good plane all day.
I've actually started doing that twice a day, taking a stop 20 minutes, a healthy 20 minutes just for myself. Just, like, if you exercise, if you stretch, just breathing and just doing nothing. Just saying, I'm going to ignore the rest of the world. I'm not going to scroll. I'm not going to have my attention other than anything but calming, stretching, good energy for my body. And it just twice a day. It's awesome. It's the best. Steve Rummage is officially in the booth. Steve, what's going on?
You know what? I got to make it in today. So I didn't think I was going to.
Right.
But I ended up getting to. So last second here. That was good.
I don't know if you heard Nicky. He feels good today. He took some extra time for himself this morning, and he didn't come in.
Right?
He didn't come in saying, I'm dragging guys.
Well, that's good, because you know what I just did at Starbucks?
Uh-oh.
I talked to some Georgia fans that were on the way down.
And there it goes. If you look outside, you can actually see the good mood just
off. They were
to
like
the races.
They were like, Because, of course, they were standing there and they had their Georgia gear on. And at first, I was like,
did they just stop at to see the nice little school? A little?
Well, yes. They're football fans.
Right.
Like, but they're Deep South football fans. So it's two guys.
So you mean they're football fans?
Oh, yeah. And one of them had jeans. They were really well clean cut. One of them had jeans. I mean, they're two white dudes. I mean, it was Georgia fans through and through.
Right.
It was like one of them had jeans on, kind of cowboy boots, and he had the Georgia hoodie with the other hoodie on underneath.
Right.
The other one had the hat on.
He said Georgia through and through.
Oh, it was Georgia fans. of course, me just standing there, you know, it was just us together, because when you go to the coffee shop on Central and 3rd, like, you will be there. I got on campus, Marcus, at 9:40.
Right? I'm glad.
I just walked in.
But again, I'm glad when you do
that. I'm ordering healthier, like this little oatmeal espresso, you know.
I got to try that.
It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah, and it's, I mean, you know, y'all just hang on. We'll do a show.
Yeah, we're fine.
I got the large. It's like, it's still like 150.
Oh, that's not
calories,
bad.
But it's.
Well, I mean, for like a large drink, though.
Well, but I'm 16-hour fasting, so like I'm not eating until noon. But I'm 14-hour with just water, so that's why I get my little coffee. Okay, back to the show. So anyway,
Georgia fan through and through.
I'm like, man, I wish you could have saw him too. I mean, it was stereotypical because the one was white guy, the other one was I can't explain it.
Chinese. It was weird.
No. But he was a bigger, almost looked Polynesian.
Yeah, Samoan. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But there's like a lot, I don't know, those in the South.
Right.
Like you find them in Georgia, you know, you're like, where? You know, so anyways, I'm like, you boys at the game last night? Yeah. We was up at the game, man. It was like, yeah. I said, y'all just stop on campus or something? Like, yeah. Actually, they said,
yeah.
They were like, you know, we figured we're going to get some coffee. We
coming
said,
through
they
campus.
Said, we knocked two hours out and so we were going to get us some coffee. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, he goes, man, it's a hell of a stadium. He drove around. And this is what they said. They said, that's a hell of a stadium, man.
I know.
He was this is where I'm going. He was shocked. He was like, man, I had no idea. Like, you know, it was like, yes. He said, they weren't talking about all the facilities. They literally were just talking the stadium.
Yeah.
He's like, that thing's phenomenal. I was like, yeah, you know. And I said, well, we got Coach Souders actually is coming up from Georgia. He's like, oh, okay. Yeah, you know, he said, he's... oh, we're good. I was like, all right.
He's a get-back guy.
He said, man, I'm going to be honest with you. He said, you know, I don't mean any offense, but I haven't kept up as much with Louisville. Being a football guy, he's like, I think we play y'all in a few years, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, it's like 3 or 4 years. He goes, man, he said, I bet y'all got it rolling over here. Making your way, the only way they know how. Yeah. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. I was like, no, sir, not really.
I'm a good old boy. Actually, you want to know, we just lost our homegrown 6'4", 240-pound, 4'4", running back who literally went to school right next door to the University of Louisville. He just left.
Yeah.
Hey, you know that program? What is it down there? Not Valdosta. What is it?
Douglasville.
Douglasville, Georgia. Yeah. Yeah. We just got a guy. I think he just left.
Just left.
Yesterday.
Yeah, but just the way, and I kind of said, and not to put any.
Why did we start like this?
Not to put any total stank on, because it was
happened.
A real
it
life.
Was a natural. Yeah,
it happened. Not
Waylon
to put any.
Jennings on a Tuesday.
I like that. That was good. I said, truthfully, I said, there's a little you know, right now.
We're speed bump right now.
Yeah, so we're fighting through a little bit. He goes, and you want to know? You want to know what this guy from Georgia said to me? Now don't get me wrong. I don't want to make it too like I'm overblowing it here, because I did initiate the you know, I don't know if we love the coach right now. I think he's got to prove it this year or whatever. This guy looks me right in the face defense says, man, from what I see, you get the right coach in here, man, y'all going to be a problem. These two fans from Georgia pull in here, they go, God bless. Y'all got a hell of a place up here, man. I did have a laugh with them about Kentucky, too. They don't respect Kentucky at all.
You had to find out.
I said, well, we got to deal with Kentucky and stuff. And he goes, well, so Kentucky, his exact word was, Kentucky's like the mosquito of the SEC.
Shut up.
I swear to you. I can't make this stuff up.
Shut up,
he
Steve.
He was like his. That was the Polynesian guy, looking guy. He was like, yeah. He said, man. He said they're just enough to annoy you, but you just. It's like God, y'all. I wanted to be like y'all want to come to the show?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like y'all want to just come over here.
You didn't invite him to the show, Steve.
I should have, man. But just the way they looked at me, it was like, well, man, y'all get the right coach in here. Y'all be a problem. Yeah, sir. Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Well, good morning, everybody. And welcome to Middays on 93.9 The Ville. See, that's a rough start.
That was a terrible start to the morning. That was a terrible start.
That's a terrible start.
I was excited because, like, here's the thing. I love talking to fans that are from other places that have no – that's why I was, and truthfully, I was happy to hear fan bases like that. And this is kind of – and this is relevant kind of coming off – you know, the national championship game was last night. Good game, too.
What did you think about the game?
I enjoyed the hell out of it. Yeah, I love – but, I mean, I'm guilty. Like, I love a good hard-hitting SEC football game, you know. Between two powerhouses like Georgia and Bama, like
I like when the targeting rule doesn't apply.
yeah, which and there was none last night. You know, hey, I mean, I thought it was, fun.
Were the ACC refs not ready for that?
Like, what is this?
What the hell is going on?
Why are they running so fast and hitting so hard? God bless. No, it was a good game though, man. Good finish. I mean, even though the score, you know, ended up 38-18, I mean, it was right down to the, you know, because everybody and their mom thought, and don't cry for Bama. I mean, they bring most of their team back. Yeah. They're going to win the championship next year, and we're going to, you know, and the beat goes on. but I, man, I love, though, hearing perspective from other teams, especially when you can get them here. Mm-hmm. Usually, see, when I go to the beach or something like that, we always you see somebody playing an Auburn flag or playing, you know, out in the – because that's what deep SEC schools.
Right.
Like real ones, not Vandy, Kentucky. They – when you go to the beach, like you
– plant your flag right there with your tent. Yep.
Yeah, no, this is Auburn section. This is a Florida section. Right. You know, this is whatever.
Tennessee,
you go, you're going to see that checkered tent or something. You're going to know who they cheer for. I love sitting around and chatting with people. I get, like, yeah, you know, I'm a Louisville fan, you know, just kind of hear. Because you always, the conversation.
You got traveling Georgia fans in a coffee shop who just saw
and got
our
them
stadium
here
on our campus.
Yes. That's right next to the stadium.
That's a great encounter, Steve.
I know.
That's a great encounter.
And just the way they were like, man, he goes, that's a hell of a stadium y'all got. Like, it wasn't no ha-ha.
Because it is.
He was like, I'm coming up here. We come up here. I'm coming up here. He's like, that's a good-looking stadium, man. Like,
and he, Lord knows when they get inside.
Oh, yeah. No, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's a beautiful facility, man. And then by, you know, three-minute interaction. And then just to hear him say, well, you know, I don't know about the coach. Like I said, that wasn't him knocking Saturday. He was just going off what I was saying.
Yeah, unaware.
But he was saying, well, if you do get the right coach in here, man, y'all be a problem. Like,
yeah, we're actually fighting to sell some tickets right now.
Yeah. It's like, well, we got about 20,000 on a good day. Coming. We retired Lamar's jersey. Filled up 70% of it. Lamar Jackson?
Yeah. Are they mad at him or something?
Yeah. Was everybody hate Lamar?
What did he do?
Yeah, not quite.
Man.
So anyways, there was that. I enjoyed the game. I think Nick Saban, this is my hot take. This is my hot, and I'm purposely saying it, this is my hot take for the game. I think Nick Saban puckered up. Puckered up on the game plan.
Yeah.
Didn't trust his quarterback. Went conservative. And they say in rap and hip-hop beefs, the only people that can beat you are guys that are real fans of yours.
Yeah.
Right? It's the only people that can beat you. Because if you're talented, you can out-comedy. You can do all these. You can be creative. And you can all comers. You know what I'm saying? You can bust them up. But somebody who knows you and loves you, you get in a beef with them, you're in trouble. It makes Nick Saban tighten up a little bit. He tightened up. Got busted.
Well, you know, I'll say this too. I love the interactions after the game too, you know. And again, Saban, I mean, you got to say, you know, look, he lost Michi, he lost the other receiver in a second. Mm-hmm. But man, I just love watching football. And since we're on this track, this is why Satterfield hurt me so bad. Because I love football guys. And I really do believe he's a football guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I believe that he feels like he believes in the sanctity of the game. Mm-hmm. That's why I took up for him with the L's down thing. Because I was like, y'all are laughing. But to him, that's disrespecting the game of football.
Yeah, by players doing that.
Yeah, like, dude, let's go play. You beat me, I beat you. Like, let's play. Like, but I believe in the sanctity of football. Yep. You know, I believe that in him. Yep. Watching those two after the game and just that quick interaction where it's like, you know, look,
yeah,
hey man, you kicked or you know what? Yep. I think Saban was like, you know, and then immediately Kirby Smart was like, hey man, what about that receivers? Jameson, is he all right? Yeah, they think it's an ACL. You can hear him on TV. You know, they think it's an ACL. But Kirby Smart just knowing like, hey man, that kid's a first round pick, man.
Mm. Yep. Immediately going to empathy.
I'm not celebrating that. Like I'm not celebrating that.
Like I know we got an injury break on y'all today.
Yeah. Like, you know, and Saban knew what he was saying. Yep. And Saban immediately was like, hey man,
take it.
Yeah. You won. It was like, that's football. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think hurt me so bad, man. About
you know the interactions I got I like after the game. This is to your point. I like the players who talk to each other, and they know their league players out there.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, I'll see you next year, wherever we are. Look, when you're with the Dolphins and I'm with the Steelers,
yeah,
I'll see you next year.
Yeah.
I love the way they just – they lock up after the games like, good luck at the draft.
Yeah. Like,
mm-hmm. That's to me.
Or the you know, the quick dab is like, you gonna go? You know?
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, you mess with give me a good football agent.
Rosenhaus.
Yeah. Look, hey man, I heard you gonna mess with Drew. You know what I'm saying? What happened?
You ever saw the Rock fanny pack picture where he's got a gold chain on?
Really? Going with that? It was clean and it's toasty, and I wanted to wear shorts, so I had to balance it out somehow. Steve,
are you and Jeanette still together?
Nope. Just take a picture; it'll last longer.
Why did they
ever had your ass beat by someone in a turtleneck? I'm just wondering.
Why did that
you wake up this morning and say, "I want to interact with SEC fans and get my ass kicked by a guy in a turtleneck"? Because I'm just saying, you're about to be two for two, Rummage.
Nikki, where did that come from? Like, where did his teasing of you come from?
I'm just over here enjoying my effing carrot sticks, catching strays.
We were having a great conversation. Just the way I look back then. I mean, he looked like...
I thought there was something on my face. Like, I was like, I'm just eating carrots.
I was like, you got a chapter book back there?
Like, I was wondering. I was like... Yeah, because nothing stood out. I was like, okay, Nikki, you know, he's doing a nice, he's comfy...
producing.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maybe on 99.
This is Lamar Jackson, and you're listening to the home of the Ravens in Louisville. 93.9. The View.
I'm former Louisville basketball player Luke Hancock. When the NCAA tried to take away the Most Outstanding Player Award from the 2013 tournament, I got it back, thanks to Morgan & Morgan. Morgan & Morgan is the personal injury firm that fights for the people, and their team treats clients like family. Morgan & Morgan changed my life, and if you've been injured in a car crash, at work, or in a slip and fall, they may be able to change yours. For a free consultation, dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Office is Louisville.
Hey guys, Nicky V here. It's getting cold outside, so now's as good a time as any to warm up the holidays with some delicious Italian food. Militoni's, baby! They have a $5.99 lunch special every day from 12 to 2 with such favorites as manicotti as well as lasagna. Stop by later, starting at 4:30 for dinner, and try such Valvano family favorites as the chicken cacciatore, penne vodka, or pasta militoni. And don't forget to try the cannolis! Hey, Fridays they have live music, so hey, you've been good this year, right? Make a night of it, get a little vino too, and treat yourself to some Militoni's this holiday season. Militoni, 1600 South Hurstbourne Parkway. How you doing?
Hey, Card Nation. Let's be honest. The real estate market in Kentucky is booming. And whether you want to buy or sell a home, now is the perfect time to do it. With interest rates at an all-time low and programs that can get you in a home for no money down. Want to learn more? It's simple. Just call Derek A. Stewart with Dream JP Pirtle. Derek is available virtually around the clock to listen, understand, and help you with all your realtor needs. So don't waste another second. Call Derek A. Stewart at 502-314-9868 today.
At Pepsi, we know now more than ever we play a vital role in supporting our communities, and we're looking for top talent to join our team in Louisville, Kentucky. Our competitive benefits and employee perks and discounts start day one of hire. As a CDL driver for Pepsi, we guarantee your home every night. If you're currently out of work, out of school, or looking to launch your career with the best in the beverage business, look no further than PepsiCo. We're hiring CDL Class A drivers, warehouse team members, and store merchandisers. Apply today at PepsiFrontlineCareers.com. That's PepsiFrontlineCareers.com.
ESPN Louisville is your flagship station for Bellarmine basketball.
Passes on the left side to a driving DeVault, and he windmills it down with a right hand.
Join Doug Ormay and Mark Bug tonight as the Knights host Central Arkansas in Freedom Hall. Knights pregame coverage begins at 6:45 with tip-off at 7 o'clock. And it's all right here on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. If it's Bellarmine basketball, it plays on ESPN Louisville.
Now that sports have officially kicked off, there's only four things missing from your playbook. Four Pegs. Looking for great smoked wings? Four Pegs. Looking for juicy barbecue and award-winning chili? Four Pegs. If you're just looking for some cold crab, tap, can, or bottled beer, Four Pegs. And the best part about Four Pegs is it's right around the corner at 1053 Goss Avenue in Germantown. So you better get over there fast because the word is spreading. And while you're over there, be sure to ask about their food truck and other catering services.
This is Marcus Maven, and you're listening to 93.9 The Ville.
I know,
welcome
right? Sorry,
back.
Guys.
Glad we wasn't in the club, like, waiting for the beat.
It's Middays with Marcus Maven.
Looking over there, it's like, 40 seconds in, let's go.
Okay, well, I mean, it's a nice beat. And
rally.
Texter work. Said, you tell them Georgia good old boys, thank you for the stadium kind words. And us and Coach Brown, see you in a few years.
That's pretty funny.
God, I wish you would have, I wish you could have been, a, well, Marcus kind of was, but. I wish everybody could have been a part of that conversation on that airplane, man.
You know, people are offering me bribes to know what y'all talked about.
I could have jumped off that plane. So excited. Some people are probably happy
about
that.
Give me one hint. Was it the Bingham family? We were talking about a prominent Louisville family, and I was like,
I told you it was Brahms.
Oh. You did officially.
You didn't remember
say?
That? That was yesterday, Nick.
Oh, you were just trying to play it up a
yeah,
little bit.
Yeah, I was totally trying to play it
and
up.
You
I knew
messed
exactly
that up.
Who it was, and I
yeah,
totally.
You screwed
I'm going to take the lap. See you guys. Bye.
Ooh, yeah. Suicide. What is that? What does that say?
No, I mean, like run suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Run suicide.
I wanted to clear that.
No,
up.
Nikki knew what I was talking about.
Bad joke, Nick.
Listen. And if anybody else didn't know what I was talking about, then they don't get the point of the show.
Yeah.
What does that top one say?
We're done with you. Texter says there's a lot of texts. Sorry, I didn't get to a lot of them. Hey, Marcus and Steve, this is Mac. So the Louisville Board of Trustees had a meeting this morning with no resolution. Then what in the world did they have the meeting then? I don't know what happened there. So.
I mean, he could have just texted me. He has my number.
I'm not
Coach,
real,
I don't know.
I'm not real sure what they're trying to say there. But anyways, well, we do have that. We do have a game tomorrow we got to get to.
So you're out of the football mood?
No. No, I mean, today feels like a tweener day. We'll get to some basketball because we got a game tomorrow.
I'm sad about Aiden Robbins.
Aiden Robbins?
Yes.
I mean, I'm more sad about Walker.
Because of what we need?
Yeah, like they just weren't going to play Aiden Robbins. He hadn't played.
Is it the local aspect? Because, I mean, Steve's right. I mean, in terms of production, Walker was much more than Robbins.
But yeah, I mean, Robbins, I think, what did Robbins do this year? I think he had one carry for 40 yards and a touchdown.
Against Duke?
Yeah. I mean, just as soon as he got it, he ran over two people and ran to the end zone.
Who needs that?
Obviously, you're not going to play that.
Not saying his ceiling isn't high. Yeah. I'm just saying in terms of actual.
But actually, kudos. I will give a quick shout out.
He ran over two people and ran to the end zone when he got a chance.
This is when unsaid, or not unsaid. I've saw a few people point it out, and it should be said. Like with him being a local, give him his props. He graduated. He's got 3 years of eligibility left. With his redshirt year, his extra year.
Yeah, I saw Biscuit put that up.
I
didn't realize that.
Kudos to him, man. I mean, he's going to go somewhere and be able to play. I mean, I don't know that he'll go Power 5 or not, but wherever he goes, I mean, if it's a Western or somewhere, like he's got a career left. So good for him.
Pops Robbins.
Yes.
Response after the announcement. The tweet from one Ron Robbins. That's my boy. Been time to go. He not using you. No development. No confidence building. No grooming. Total waste of eligibility and time. Grateful for the degree, though. You did your part staying home. Could have went to 33 other places. Dream turned nightmare. Sadder day, SADDERDAY.
There was a lot more to that, too. There was like three tweets.
Oh, we're going?
Oh, okay.
Next one.
Sorry.
Tweet per Ron Robbins.
Just shut up. That's why I'm two chair.
Knights. Can't punch in on goal line or short yardage, but you have a 6'3". 235, 4.4 speed sitting there. Idiot. Lame, predictable MF. And if anybody doesn't know what MF stands for,
my friend.
So much I want to say, / feel, but I'll pump brakes. Fan base see the fraud. Fan base see the fraud. Damn right I'm pissed. Unnecessary transfer for hometown kid. But pick your confidence up, son. Keep working and focused on your dream / goals. Pops transferred, tore ACL, made a AA team, running back. Next year, played all levels of the game. Remember, it's not how you start. But where / how you finish. Go get your opportunities and seize them. Not done yet. Love you.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a dad. Like, let me play. Yep. I'm kind of playing devil's advocate with you this time.
No, I'm okay with that.
You know, not saying this is my belief or whatever. It is a dad whose son didn't probably get the clock that he felt like he should have got.
But Steve, this is me. This is my retort to your buddy. Sure. He's a dad. These dads have been here the entire time, Steve. Mm-hmm. Not just him, but all of the family. And back when I told you 2 years ago about Malik poaching goal line touchdowns, right?
Yeah.
I said, there is no way you're going to be able to fight off the families of these running backs on this team, of these families whose kids are linemen who are getting raked through the coals every time Malik scrambles. Because it turns into, this line can't block. He's just running for his life.
Yeah.
You get attention as a lineman by how much did your running back rush for, not how much did your do-it-all quarterback scramble for.
Yeah.
To have that room of running backs and guys consistently against weak teams, Steve, 4 and 5 touchdowns from a quarterback pulling the ball against Eastern Kentucky. So you start the year with 8 touchdowns and all of them are pulling on the goal line, you know, or 6 out of 8 of them are pulling on the goal line against inferior opponents. Steve.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm arguing.
All my conversation was not anti-Malik conversation. It was, coach, you have to feed your big man. You have to feed your center. You have to reward your running backs who are expected to crash into the line on every play action, knowing Malik is going to pull this ball out of my stomach, run it in himself, or get tackled.
Yeah.
And then guess what he's going to do on 2nd down and 4 or 2nd down and 5? He's going to throw a pass to Tyler Harrell trying to beat his man to the corner. If they don't complete that, guess what he's doing on 3rd down, Steve?
Yeah.
He's going to stick the ball in my stomach, pull it out, and I got to go crash into that line again like I have the ball. And 4 guys are going to hit me the moment I touch that ball. Game after game after game. And you know what? We have 4 running backs, 8 parents watch their kid crash on the goal line. Imagine the excitement when Aiden Robbins goes in the game on an opportunity like that. Honey, 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 he's going in. He's on the 4-yard line. He's going in. Malik pulls it again. Malik pulls it again. These are factors. These are factors that we saw and we noticed. And again, I'm not a lambaster or whatever you want to call it. This is not personal. Because I said it against Eastern Kentucky. This is when I thought Malik was going to be awesome. I said it against those teams. You got to give your running backs these footballs, bro. Mm-hmm. You got to do it. Coach, you have to make him reward these running backs. They want to dance, too. They want to do the – what's it called, Steve? They want to do the
dance.
Yeah. Texas, tell me the little walk and dance that they do. The little
Jamar skip. Chase or which one?
Lamar used to do it. I mean, Jesus, like.
But it's the Jefferson, Justin Jefferson, I think, is the one that kind of got it going.
Well, fair enough.
You know, Nick.
Yeah.
Actually, that really helped. Yes, I knew.
Yeah, the touchdown stuff. Listen, you got 4 running backs that got to crash into that line. They never, unless they break for 50 yards, they never get to dance. Malik,
It's on. We're on a 2-yard line. Give him the ball.
Well, that's what I've said before.
But coach, but this is a coach.
So yeah, that's what I was saying. I would almost, even though
it's not Malik's fault.
Yeah. I think Malik. Yeah, no, it's not, because that's what I was going to say. I think Malik is one of the most talented dudes on the field.
Yes.
But I would almost, but now again, this is, I feel like I'm babying you, coach.
Mm-hmm.
I would almost rather, like last night, I had the thought of like JT Daniels was on the bench, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, what if he transferred to Louisville? You know, just I was just thinking, watching the game. And I'm like, I would almost like that decision taken out of Satterfield's hands. No, now you just got a prototypical quarterback, pocket passer, that hands the ball off.
Right.
I think taking that decision away from you, like taking that toy away from you, would make you a better well, it would at least win more.
Yeah, make you a better coach.
And again, that's nothing to do.
The gritty.
The gritty. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like that to me.
The gritty. Appreciate it, Jason.
Yeah, but do you get what I'm saying? Yep. Like, it's almost like I feel like I'm saving you from yourself by taking any quarterback that can run away from you.
And again, when I said it, Steve.
Because if we lined up and handed the football off, Marcus,
we win Clemson, North Carolina State.
We start the game off against North Carolina with a touchdown. NC State. Yeah. You're right. We start that game off with a touchdown. We beat Virginia because we run the clock out. Because I still give him credit against Virginia. He dialed up that play to Tyler Harrell, running the ball that should have finished the game. Harrell didn't catch it. Okay, I sat here for years and said, y'all cannot be mad at Bobby if Bobby puts his player in open space one-on-one. I feel that way.
And then they start yelling at us saying, well, you should, that player shouldn't be in there. It's like, Jesus, Lord.
I drew up the I got a guy with world-class speed. I put him one-on-one. Like, Satterfield, I don't blame Satterfield for that play against Virginia. He dialed that up perfect. That was to Tyler Harrell. That ends the game. If he catches that, game over. Boom. We're done. He didn't catch it. That's a good play.
And our boy keeps fumbling.
Yeah, that's a good play call by Satterfield. I have said, I think I've said this to you privately, style is more of what could get you to the New Year's Six Bowls consistently. And what I mean by that is running, then over the top. Boom, establish a run, then over the top. But you don't, A, have the assistance that's going to get us there, and you refuse to change them. And in my opinion, you're not bringing it. Like, what if he got a Ryan Mallett, you know? Actually, I think Caleb Johnson, the kid from Tennessee, got. The big kid that's in there, he's going to be a freshman this year.
They're going to Teddy Bridgewater him.
But it's almost but it's almost like the staff and everybody else is like, oh, to hell with every other quarterback. We're going to try to get the Clarkson kid out of California, and he's going to be the for sure starter, and that's how it's going to be. Hell, Clarkson only started for his own team. Like, and the kid ahead of him is like a power five guy. But you get what I'm saying? I don't want to just bank on this freshman from California. Well, that's going to be the answer.
The room, listen.
And I think the kid's a good player. I'm not saying I don't want him.
Room,
I mean,
the room. We saw the room, Steve. You and I sat with Lottie. We sat right there at the corner of the end zone with the four. We saw and we looked up close at the room, the quarterback room. And it's like, come on, coach. Come on, coach. I got eyeballs.
Yeah.
3 years, our room should look better.
Yeah.
Three years, our size should be better.
Yeah. Because truth be told, I mean,
you came in here talking size and length.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
No, not at all.
I seen a reduction.
And the quarterback room's sorry,
that
man.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's sorry.
We saw it up close, Steve.
Yeah.
We sat there and watched them throw at net.
It looks like a scout team. And I do apologize if you're like, because I know there's a couple locals. Because I do not. I think there are good guys there. I know that. But, like, it looks like a scout team room of quarterbacks.
Up close.
I mean,
your size is leaving out the door with as Bobby's recruits.
Yes.
You're getting smaller.
Mm-hmm. I think he's done a good job with guys coming off the edge size. Mm. There were a few guys redshirted this year that you know, like Victoire Brown, Raheem Craig, bringing in Papa Williams. Like, I do think they're getting size coming off the edge now. But you want to make moves? Go get Coach Cooper was here. Coach Cooper was here as a recruiting coordinator. Coach Cooper left, went to Georgia. The kid, that dude was getting us in with some big defensive linemen. You can, right? Like Satterfield, I'm trying, mm-hmm. okay? I'm trying.
Yeah,
because
disclaimer,
I think,
we're not hating on you.
I think Satterfield himself knows the game of football. But he's got to understand, you can't take a mid-level staff and win Power 5 football. Why have you not called a guy like David Cooper and said, hey, why don't you come back but be the defensive line coach? We're going to up that salary. We're going to make you the defensive line coach. We're going to bring you in here. We're going to do that. Okay, boom. That's a guy now all of a sudden that you have a relationship with. Like I heard Drew this morning. I agree with him. The Clint Hurt thing would have been nice, but, I mean, he has no relationship with Clint Hurt. Like, you know, I doubt Clint Hurt's going to be like, well, yeah, I'll go back to Louisville I don't know this guy. I mean, you'd have to pay him astronomical money.
Yep.
Okay, why have you not called a guy like David Cooper, who's a recruiting coordinator down in Georgia, and say, hey, why don't you come back up here? Why don't we co-DC
you? We like what you were doing.
Why don't we D-line you, coach, here? You know what I'm saying? Yep. Why don't we do something like this? You want to know who the DB's coach is that we're losing left and right? It's your defensive coordinator, Brian Brown. It's your DB's coach.
Wait, say that again so people understand exactly what you're saying.
Defensive backs coach is the highest paid assistant mm-hmm. on the team. It's Brian Brown, who's the defensive coordinator that isn't recruiting anything, according to the websites, that you refuse to move. You can buy this. I don't mean buy, but I mean, well, technically, yes, if you're buying coaches. Souders, I think fans got behind that.
Yep.
I think we're like, okay, that's a good move. If you brought a guy like David, I'm just using David Cooper because there's a thing. Brought a guy like, look, Ivy, I'm sorry. We're going to have to move you to another role. We're going to have to do something else. David Cooper, we're going to bring you in. We're going to pay you position coach money to go get some guys, recruit some guys, coach this defensive line.
And give you extra, you know, responsibility and title.
And bump you up in your career. Yep. I mean, look, you're not going to be here forever, but we're going to bump you up. And you know what? The 2 years you're here, he come in and immediately had 4-star defensive linemen all over.
Tweeting about us.
The number one. Was it number one linebacker, defensive guy in the country tweeted about Louisville? Okay, I don't think Louisville was going to get that guy, but he was tweeting about Louisville. The number one guy at his position.
I remember that, yep.
Like, it's like, dude, like Satterfield, but it's like he's just kicked his feet up and said, nah, we're just going to roll with the staff.
It'll start working, trust me.
Good guys are leaving. Yeah, well. We'll try to find a guy.
We want guys to want to be here, so screw it.
And then I got to get on the boards and see, well, they talked to a guy from Dartmouth. Oh, well. Well, we'll be fine then. What am I worried about? You know, like, there's ways to do this thing, but it's almost like when I use words like incompetent, and I feel bad using them, but it's like, dude,
don't
know that. Like, I mean, do you think you're going to go just sign a flashy player? Like, okay, and I like this hire if they did something like this. This is our guy. Really your guy, but I've talked to him more than once, so he can be my guy. Okay, I'm going to bring Deion Branch and put him on the recruiting team. Okay, well, yeah, I like that, but that's not going to calm me down with what's on the field because I don't really mind the players he's bringing in. I've said that from the beginning. I think the recruiting is not that bad. Like, that's been the one thing that people have been harping on that I'm like, I don't agree with that. I think the recruiting's fine. I think you're bringing in players. I think you're bringing in pretty good players. You're bringing in players you can win 8-9 games with a year. Like, I'm fine with the recruiting. My problem is what's happening we're getting. Now, I do think we need to beef it up in positions, but that's what I'm saying. Like, how have you not made a call to, like, somebody like Cooper? How have you not made a call to, you know, like, come on, man. Do something. But it's the same old stuff, and this is why you're going into next year like, this is lame duck it. I'm actually surprised Souders took the job. I'm like, I mean,
because he loves Kentucky.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like,
I mean, he's from Kentucky.
So. Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm saying, just like,
so everybody clear about that.
He's
not like Gonzalez loves Kentucky, but
right, fair enough. It's the theme. But yeah, I don't know. Texan says pay tight end coach money. I think they're talking about Vance Burrow. I think here's a chance Brom could have got him. I'll leave it there.
Brom can do what he wants.
Why would anyone leave Georgia to work for SAT? Well, listen, because the coaching profession is about.
Yes,
I said I don't know why Souders would come here, but it's like, yes, even if you get 1 year as the head strength guy.
But that's our point. That's our point. Our point is you got to get these dudes.
Yeah.
The dudes that okay, our point is you sticking together as a team, and I'm not going to fire anybody, and nobody's going to leave each other. That's where the blind spots show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called groupthink. It's a bunch of people in here with the same attitude and the same idea and no outside opinions, no outside say, hey, y'all, this is not working.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in that room, because we all scratch each other's back.
I know.
That's the problem.
And it's coming off like, well, I don't want to fire my buddies. Okay, well, then you're not Power 5 level. Because Power 5 level coaches will look right at their family members and say, you got to go. I'm sorry. Y'all were mad at Bobby for not getting rid of his family.
How much
more angry am I at Satterfield for refusing to get rid of his friends?
Carlos, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. You know, I've been sitting here listening to you. I feel your pain and believe me, you're not by yourself in this situation, man, because all the fans are feeling the same way. Some of them don't want to say anything. And please, if I'm wrong, put me in my place, man. Marcus, you know I trust your wisdom, man, you guys, and your judgment, your point on. But at the risk of pointing fingers, let me ask you guys this question. Who is at fault in this situation? Because when you bring a mid-major coach into a Power 5 situation and you're going to spend mid-major money to keep that guy here, then you're going to get mid-major results. If you want to be competitive and compete in Power 5, you got to do Power 5 things, meaning you got to bring Power 5 coaching in, you got to bring Power 5 systems in, and you're going to have to pay Power 5 money. This is not a time where you can be conservative in regards to trying to establish a footprint in a Power 5 conference, especially in football, and you want to be cheap about it spending money. So my thing is, if you spend the money to bring the people in that need to come in to coach the football program and put it where it should be, then you won't have these discussions, you won't have these problems. But until you do that, you get what you pay for. Because if you bring mid-major talent in, that's what you're going to get is mid-major results. And not even mid-major results in this situation. I want to know what you guys think about that.
Listen, Carlos, I hear what you're saying. Here's the thing. There's a short list of Hall of Fame, proven championship, I can do it all. Guys, you know, to hire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not like, hold on. It's not like you can just go buy the best of everything. You cannot do that. This was a calculated risk. But again, you bring coaches in here, and the number one skill of a coach is adaptability. Leadership, your number one, you know, leadership ability is making tough decisions. Detroit Lions brought a guy who was going to retire as an OC. I don't even want to say his name. I don't want to get on audio mark.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, about five games into the year, the Lions weren't moving the ball. Dan Campbell took away the play-calling responsibilities of a guy he pulled out of almost retirement, a former head coach. Dan Campbell took his offensive play-calling in the middle of the season and said, I'm going to do the play-calling for the rest of the season. Basically just a guy who was loyal to him. That's the kind of stuff you got to do. And now that offensive coach is fired. Those strong decisions got to be made. every coach has to get better at adapting. So it's not just the money, throw money at the problem, make the problem go away in all these situations. But go ahead. But you get my point there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, like those are the abilities of leadership.
Yeah, that's the decision you make.
Nobody's going to come as a perfectly fit coach. They all got to grow. We're alarmed at his growth rate or lack thereof and big decision making. Rolling along, Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 Ville.
This is Lamar Jackson, and you're listening to the home of the Ravens in Louisville, 93.9 The Ville.
Time now for a Kentuckiana Sports Center update.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano of the Sports Center update, brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. Big on commitment starting football. Georgia, your national champs, beating Bama 33-18. You heard that on ESPN Louisville last night. Staying on the gridiron, Cards losing a pair of players to the portal in defensive back Connie Walker and running back Aiden Robbins. Hoops, latest AP rankings have U of L women up to 3 from 4. IU women remain at 6th. UK staying at 19. Cards, they host Syracuse Thursday. Men's side, Joe Lunardi has U of L. The men's team in his first 4 out in his latest bracketology. L. Ellis and Chris Mack, they'll meet the media at 150. We'll take that live on the V Show. UK down from 16 to 18 in latest AP. They take on Vandy tonight, 7 p.m. You can catch the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame on ESPN 680 105.7 as that one goes final. And Bellarmine, they host Central Arkansas at Freedom Hall tonight, 7 p.m. Doug Ormay, Mark Bug have the call right here on 93.9 Ville coming up at 6:45.
It's the new year. That means change is here. But one thing that shouldn't change is who you call for all your home buying and selling needs. Call Josh Jarbo. Josh is a licensed realtor and owner of RE/MAX Alliance. And in 2022, he wants to make your home buying or selling process as efficient as possible by offering a guaranteed sell program and instant offers on commercial listings. And if that wasn't enough, up to a $5,000 seller's credit by mentioning you heard it right here on 93.9 The Ville. So don't wait any longer. Contact Josh Jarbo at 502-216-7590 or joshjarbo@remax.net.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.